Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, November the 2nd. I think I might have said February the 2nd this morning on the opening comments. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 6 cents at 573, December wheat down 5 and 3 quarter cents at 791 and a half, and January beans up 7 and 3 quarter cents at 1256 and a quarter. Kind of a turnaround day here, corn and wheat lower, beans higher. We started off the day the first 15 minutes on the strong side, and then corn and wheat gave it up. Interestingly enough, we now have a contract high, double high close in December Minneapolis wheat at 1075 and a half, but the oats did make a new historic high and high close up 9.5 cents at 760 and a quarter, but none of that saved Chicago or Kansas City wheat from closing lower. The wheat still has problems, in my opinion. We've got certainly short supplies of spring wheat, but as far as winter wheat goes, I don't see a major problem out here. There are certain states, according to the crop progress report from yesterday, that show that they're very far behind. Oregon, Montana, to name a few. And that's why we've got such a low rating out here. We need some rains, obviously, to help this crop along. But the demand certainly isn't there. Egypt bought the Russian wheat, 180,000 metric tons. Looks like Saudi Arabia bought Australian wheat. So I just don't see that there's, you know, the big demand here for this wheat. Oats closed $1.87 over corn. I just don't think that's sustainable in the long run, but it hasn't given up a thing out here. The oats broke 50 cents off their highs, came back 25 cents off the lows. To close 9 higher here. I don't know when it's going to end. It didn't end on Friday, the last trading day of the month. I'm not sure when it's going to close lower. But the volatility, a 52-cent range here today, tells me that we're getting near a high. But, you know, when is the high remains to be seen out here. We know the wheat has been supported by the smaller crops here in the U.S., smaller crops in Russia, smaller crops in Canada. But it doesn't seem to be stopping the Russians from selling more wheat, despite them raising taxes. Maybe that's a positive sign for our wheat, that even at higher prices in Europe, people are still buying wheat, but they're not buying our wheat. The dollar closed back over 94 cents. It was up 22 ticks at 94.10. So, you know, again, that's a real roadblock to seeing bigger exports out here. It looks like the funds sold the corn, bought the beans. So the wheat, bought the beans. Meal had a strong day, up 8.10. It's coming off those lows. But overall, you know, I just don't see them. If the beans are going to be lit up, I don't think it needs to be the oil market, in my opinion. Crude oil is down 14 cents a barrel. That's certainly acting toppy to me. So I have my concerns out here. The trade is certainly starting to focus on the report next Tuesday. If FC Stone is right and we're going to lose, if we're going to gain, bushel point one or bushel point two, I think that's pretty negative out here for the corn. If we gain another 0.4 of a bushel on beans, it's not as bearish as it may have been, but it's still not friendly. Puts the carry out, in my opinion, probably closer to 350 to 360. And again, the exports just aren't there. Today was another day. We saw no export sales at all. So I think we've got issues out here, and I just don't see the bull side of this market. It's gone farther than I thought it should have gone, but I think if Minneapolis wheat cracks and the oats crack, corn's going to go with it. Maybe we'll see guys coming out of corn and into beans, so maybe the beans won't break as much. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.